They'll buy your products if you tell them the story that's out there. It's amazing to us how well that works. What is odd, I don't know if it's odd, because, you know, if you're an American, you think in these terms, but things like natural don't mean anything to them. Probably because they don't understand it. You know, that's a term that's very unique to the United States. When you tell them it's natural or translate that, they'll go, what do you mean it's not natural? It comes from the earth. They don't understand that there's a criteria from this name. So that one is difficult for us to work with. Organic does work. There are the international standards for organic. One thing I'll bring your attention to, I really think that we have to pay attention to private standards. These are where companies will set the standards. And look at how many of the retailers are in the United States as well as other countries. They may set their standards based on what they want. We're already seeing that with animal welfare here in the United States, with McDonald's, Burger King, and Walmart. So I think we will see process verified programs continue. I think we are going to see where we will have to be doing a lot of product tracking. We already do that today with these barcodes. They're very familiar. Everything you buy has that barcode on it. They can track the product. And I think the thing that we have to be aware of is the Europeans are already starting to move that back to their live animal. I'll only spend a minute on traceability. I think it's something you need to consider. We did a study. We're behind. That's the bottom line. Our competitors are ahead of us on where we use traceability for animal disease control. But it's not just that. There are other ways of doing traceability for commercial reasons. And currently, we do have three PVP programs, process verified programs, that have those. Source verified, the EU program, and one into Hong Kong. The damage, our competitors use it against us. They can trace things for product security reasons. So be aware of that as we look further. In summary, I think the thing we have to be aware of, we're going to remain a leading supplier to the red meat in the world because we're so darn efficient and we do a dang good job. So good job in doing those things. We're going to provide a differentiated product to a lot of international markets, and that's going to be grain-fed beef. We have the ability to be price competitive through our efficiency and if we can keep a low-value dollar. And lastly, we've got to remain competitive in food safety, animal welfare, and sustainability, even though they're not necessarily hitting us today. I thank you, and it's been a pleasure. I'll be around later at the bull session if you'd like to visit more.